This is going out to the few listeners that I have. I will be starting a YouTube channel called It's Time America. We will be discussing, and you will be able to talk to me directly or leave your views, and we will discuss them, whether you like Donald Trump or you hate Donald Trump, whether you think he's intelligent or whether you think he's a moron who paid somebody to take his SAT so that he could go on in school, which is what happened. His niece wouldn't lie about that. She has nothing to gain. But yet he'll lie about everything. And once again, hydroxychloroquine, no wearing mask. He's touting all of this as the cases go crazy. Had another record day here in the state of Florida. And Governor DeSantis, President Trump's roll of toilet paper, doesn't have the balls to stand up to him and say, I'm closing down my state. I'm making it mandatory that they wear masks in my state so that I can save the lives of the humans that live in my state, the people that elected me, the people that I'm supposed to love and take care of. I am going on YouTube. Hopefully, something will come of this. This is an opinion show, and our opinions are protected by the First Amendment. I don't care if the police come and knock on my door. I'm not scared of Secret Service. I'm not scared of prison. I'm not scared of any of that. Been there, done that. It's time for somebody who's not scared, like Stone and Flynn. Oh, I ain't gonna get 4 years in prison. I'm gonna pee my pants. I don't know. I'm gonna get raped. I'm gonna get violated. Yes, because you're a bitch. If you're a real man, you don't have to worry about things like that happening to you in prison. I spent 5 years doing hard time in the third toughest penitentiary in the state of Florida. And I never had any issues. Because I knew how to take care of myself. These guys don't. And neither does the president. Because if he went, he would end up being sent to the commissary to buy colored M&Ms to paint his eyelashes, his eyebrows, his lips, his cheeks with red to make them rosy, and he'd be sold for a pack of coffee or 10 soups or deodorant. They have no balls. They don't have the capacity to say, okay, I was wrong. Let's listen to the scientists who know what they're talking about. And let's get this under control so that hundreds and thousands more Americans do not die for his and some of the governor's stupidity. And the governors get mentioned every day on TV, whether it's Samantha Bee's Full Frontal or it's on CNN or any other channel or any late night talk show. But they don't have the balls to say what I want to say and what I will say on my YouTube channel. I have no fear because what are they going to do? Kick me off TV? So I don't have a livelihood? No, I'm not on TV. Don't have a livelihood. I'm a disabled U.S. veteran. My father, the most decorated fighter pilot in the United States Air Force history with 3 distinguished flying crosses in the Hall of Valor for the United States Air Force. He's lucky that when they did the flyovers, that my father had killed himself for all the misery that the VA put him through, that he couldn't get his health taken care of by them because of this president. So he blew his brains out. But if he'd have been flying one of those that came over to Washington, D.C., I guarantee you, he'd have dropped a bomb on him. Garbage is garbage. You can take a pile of shit and shape it like a rose, but when you put your nose close to it and smell it, it still smells like shit. You can't paint things rosy and think that they're going to smell like a nice, sweet, warm, beautiful flower. And that is what's going on here. We have a bunch of pile of shits who are trying to paint a rosy picture, not realizing that if you take a pile of shit and carve it into look like a rose and paint it pink or red or white or whatever color rose you want it, and when you smell it, it still smells like shit. Just like the U.S. government. Just like governors from certain states. My name will be on my YouTube channel. If you want to come get me, come get me. I'm not scared. I can do another 5 years standing on my head. We'll discuss this more tomorrow because the insanity, and as his niece says, the sociopath that's running this country is going to kill our loved ones because he does not care about anybody but himself. This is the end of this conversation, but there will be more to come. Tomorrow, I will start a YouTube channel, and hopefully people will start to follow so they can listen and hear the truth instead of this watered-down garbage that's being put out over the airwaves by people who are scared. If you want the truth, listen to Chris Cuomo on CNN. Listen to Don Lemon. Listen to Anderson Cooper. They're telling you how it is. They're bringing on the experts. And they're letting you know the country is going down the toilet. Thank you, Mr. President. And I hope when the flushing of the toilets are finished, you're the last turd to go down. That's the end of this broadcast. Have a very good evening, and we'll see you tomorrow, or talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully see you on my YouTube page. You guys have a great evening, those that listen to me. I appreciate it. Thank you, and have a great night.